And welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host, and we are speaking with Jason Kiken, the Forest Supervisor for Stanislaus National Forest. And we've been talking about the Cerro Project, and we've been talking about fire suppression and fire efforts in the forest and the fire season. And now I wanted to ask you, what advice do you have for recreators who come to the forest?
Couple things. One is boy, it is really hot again this summer. And so please make sure you come with water and be hydrated. Make sure that you also are paying attention sometimes in the middle of the day. Even though it's hot and dry down in the valley, we can get afternoon thunderstorms. So be mindful of the sky. Watch that horizon. But more than that, find fun places. You know, there are some pretty incredible places on Stanislaus National Forest. On a recent travel blog, Stanislaus is rated one of the top five national forests to visit in the country because of its natural beauty.
And so, fantastic,
right? And, you know, the locals know that, right? We all know that we have some of the most incredible scenery. You get up to that granite and it's like nothing else.
So it's beautiful.
So we have hiking trails, we have biking, we have some great OHV sites, which is where I'll just highlight that I know there's a lot of folks here locally that love Hull Creek Campground, love that whole area. Recent windstorm this spring took down a lot of trees. For folks that went out there, just quite an immense amount of trees. We have volunteers, our employees, working diligently to remove those trees as quickly as possible. Thought it was going to be faster than it was, but when kept going back and kept finding more trees. So they're working as hard as possible. Keep an eye on that website. It's going to be open as soon as possible.
And besides that area, are all other areas of the forest open now?
They are. All areas are open right now. So we have programs up at Pinecrest. So those are some great opportunities for folks. Even Beardsley, that was closed for a number of years, have that area reopened. Even had the dock flip this spring with some high winds, but yeah, got that righted. And
that
big,
was quick. You guys
that
got that righted quick.
I mean, I'll give great shout out to our recreation and engineering staff. Engineering did a great job trying to figure out the solution to that problem. So we're working hard not only to make sure all those sites are open, but we're doing our best to make sure sites are clean and free of garbage and other things. But you know, I'm going to just say again, we have some of the most spectacular recreation sites in the country. I hope people keep coming out and enjoying them.
I'm sure they will, because it is a beautiful, beautiful forest. And I also wanted to talk to you about another project that you were working on. And this one is a good neighbor agreement that was recently signed between the forest and Calaveras County. Can you explain what that entails and what that is?
Absolutely. That's another just great news story. It's one of those things that we've been working on for a while. And so this started about a year ago with Calaveras County, some discussions really around what could we do together in order to make our roads safer for the public, improve access, as well as reduce that fire risk. So some of the lessons that we learned out of the Master Stewardship Agreement with Tuolumne County that I mentioned earlier, we're applying here, and that is just how to work together in a mutual interest for the public's benefit. That's really, at the end of the day, what we're trying to do. So what that Good Neighbor Authority Agreement allows, really, is Calaveras County to do work on Stanislaus National Forest behalf. So that's kind of the end result. And so it's finding those spots along county roads that are in populated areas, remove hazard trees, remove hazardous fuels and otherwise. And so we'll see where this goes. It could, I'm betting on that we're going to be able to show similar success to what we've seen here in Tuolumne County with that Master Stewardship Agreement with our great partners up in Calaveras.
That'll be good, too. I mean, to have the community in full support of the forest and helping out with some of the issues regarding fires.
Absolutely. And you know, and that's one of the real beautiful things about collaboration. What we've learned over the last decade or two is that we all have common interests. We want to reduce fire risk. We want to provide a place for people to live. We want to be able to provide for good economies and otherwise. And so sitting around in collaborative groups from Yosemite Stanislaus Solutions, Amador, Calaveras Consensus Group, and then collaboratives nationally, is that we're able to see and sit at a table and look eye to eye and be able to find those common opportunities and dialogues. And that's where that MSA came from. That's where this Good Neighbor Agreement came from, is finding those common areas to work together on.
I guess another thing, we're going to use this as a segue to, with the community and with visitors' help, there have been some issues with garbage being left out on the forest. And how can people, what have you seen first, and how can people help with trying to minimize that?
Yeah, you know, over the last number of years, we've had more members of the public call up and say, you know, there's a trash dump somewhere on the forest, or our fire prevention folks or recreation folks are out in the woods and they see trash lying along the road. And so that's become an increasing problem. And so we've taken that the next step to be able to look and at that trash and try to determine, is it household trash? Is it trash from recreators, from people that are camping on the side of the road, or combination thereof? And it is a combination, but here's what is a bit sad to me, is that what we've noticed is that much of the trash is household trash. So that's coming from people that live in and around our counties. So our residents are placing their trash on the forest rather than taking it to the transfer station just up the road. And so we're working to clean that up. We can't get every trash bag. We can't get every bit of trash. We're doing our efforts. We do ask people, please don't use the national forest. Everybody's public land is what that national forest is. Don't use that as a trash dump. We have transfer stations. We have abilities to get trash to the right place.
And so people understand, we're not talking just about trash bags. We're talking about, I think you had a washer, a dryer.
Washer and dryer. We have TVs that have been out there. I mean, so some of that holds hazardous waste on top of it. But and we're not talking, you know, the little 2-gallon trash bags that are in your bathroom. We're talking 5-gallon, 10-gallon trash bags that are full, and multiple ones in certain locations. And so so that again has some of that has hazardous materials in it, but it also creates other issues with critters, right? With
right.
Wildlife getting in, that can create its own whole thing with wildlife.
Right. In regards to visitors, what do you want visitors to know about when they come to the forest and their trash and cleaning up?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, so really appreciate that. It's, you know, what we do ask is, so at a number of our developed recreation sites, we do have trash bins. You know, when you're leaving, please clean up your campsite, your day use site. You know, as I tell my kids, make sure you pick up at least 10 things before you go, beyond what you left there, because there's always additional little pieces of trash. So please help us with that. When you're out in a non-developed or dispersed site, please take that trash home with you, or take it to another trash can that will go to that transfer station. Please don't leave it in the woods.
My last question is, since you're the expert, I wanted to know, what would you consider the perfect day on the forest and what people might want to do?
Well, the perfect day for me on the forest is to be with my two boys and my wife, and go for a hike and have my fly rod in tow, and be able to just spend a great day. And you know, everyone inevitably asks, well, at what place? And here's the beauty of it is, have been here 5 years and I haven't touched even the top couple hundred spots, and there's more than a couple hundred great spots on the forest for people to go. You can go to places that have a lot of people, like Pinecrest, or you can go find that place where you might not see anybody all day, which is where I generally prefer to go.
Well, that does sound like a perfect day. Thank you for letting us in on your perfect day. And also, we have to wrap things up right now. And we have been speaking with Jason Kiken, the forest supervisor for the Stanislaus National Forest. And we thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Tracy. Glad to be here. Hope to see you again soon.
Yes, definitely. And we hope to have the listener return next week for another edition of Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life of the motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.